22 stars, 9 circles. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, all laid out on a baseball field at a stadium in El Paso, Texas. In a memorial to the 22 murdered at a Walmart there, and for those killed in the Dayton mass shooting. El Paso Mayor DeMargo among the thousands who gathered.
This evil is unlike anything we have ever experienced before, but we cannot let our pain overwhelm and change who we are.
In a new Fox News poll, 90% support expanded background checks. 8 in 10 want guns taken away from people deemed at risk, and 2/3 of those surveyed want a ban on so-called assault weapons. And they're also turning more sour on President Trump. His disapproval rating rose to 56%. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
Dave, the new Fox poll shows that 59% say President Trump is tearing the country apart, compared to 31% who feel he's drawing the country together. 2/3 of Republicans think he's drawing the country together, while 92% of Democrats believe he's tearing the country apart. On the question of why there are more mass shootings in the U.S., 10% blame the president's rhetoric. President Trump will travel to Manchester, New Hampshire tonight for a campaign rally. The president lost the Granite State by just 2,700 votes to Hillary Clinton in 2016. Dave?
John, the accused gunman who shot and wounded 6 police officers in Philadelphia surrendered amid a cloud of tear gas just before midnight, ending an hours-long standoff in a house where a drug warrant was being served.
We're so thankful that they were able to get out. We were able to get the other folks out. The prisoners that were in there are also unharmed.
Police Commissioner Richard Ross, amid all the worry of a recession that led to the biggest sell-off of the year on Wall Street, a report this morning shows some economic strength. Retail sales surged last month, up 0.7% as we bought more clothing, bought more stuff online, dined out more. On Wall Street now, Dow futures are up over 100. This is Fox News.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Jeffrey Epstein told his lawyers, "I'll see you Sunday." Of course, he never did, found dead of apparent suicide early Saturday. The New York Post reports Epstein was in good spirits the last time they met with him as he awaited trial on sex crimes charges in New York City. Now, the Post also reports Epstein claimed an ex-cop who had been his cellmate attacked him 2 weeks ago, and there's more.
A new report in the Washington Post, unconfirmed by Fox News, offers details of Epstein's autopsy, finding he suffered multiple breaks in his neck bones. Among them was the hyoid bone, raising questions about his cause of death, according to the president of the National Association of Medical Examiners, who said this to the Post, quote, "If hypothetically the hyoid bone is broken, that would generally raise questions about strangulation, but it is not definitive and does not exclude suicidal hanging."
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins. It may be the end of the road to the White House for John Hickenlooper. The AP reports the Democrat will drop out of the 2020 race today. The ex-Colorado governor has, like many of the 20-plus candidates, barely registered in the polls. 50 years ago today, there was something groovy that's now iconic.
It was billed as an Aquarian exposition, 3 days of peace and music, but it's become simply known as Woodstock. 50 years ago today, the festival kicked off at Max Yasgur's Dairy Farm in Bethel, New York. The expected crowd was supposed to be around 50,000, and tickets were sold, but gaps in the fences forced organizers to make it a free event. Almost 500,000 people came from all across the country to hear iconic acts including Joan Baez, Santana, The Grateful Dead, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Janis Joplin, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Joe Cocker, and Jimi Hendrix. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Attempts to hold an anniversary concert fell apart. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. One issue, retail store clerks may fail to check IDs or may sell vapor products in bulk quantities. That's why Juul Labs is working with retailers to deploy point-of-sale technologies that won't allow any sale of Juul products until a valid ID has been scanned, and to prevent bulk sales. Learn more about Juul Labs' efforts to combat youth vaping at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs, for adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 29-year-old Champaign man pleaded guilty to drug charges last week and began electronic home detention on Wednesday. Christopher Dorsett also was sentenced to 4 years of probation and 6 months in the county jail. He was arrested May 22nd of last year. Champaign police are investigating a shooting that left one man hurt. Tuesday night, residents of a home in the 700 block of Crescent Drive called police saying shots had been fired. At least two apartments had been hit, and a 25-year-old man was inside a home with a gunshot wound, believed to be non-life-threatening. Police are looking for information on any suspects. 30 months of probation is the sentence for a Champaign woman who admitted to having a loaded gun in a car that she used to drive her injured boyfriend to the hospital. The prosecutor said 29-year-old LaWanda Moore did not have a concealed carry license to have the uncased gun on the floorboard of the car. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, Joe, you got that spreadsheet for me?
Yeah, 1 second, Larry. Let me pull it up. Where'd it go?
Hey, I'm going to need that spreadsheet ASAP, Joe.
Yeah, sure, Larry. Just 1 second. It's gone. Everything's gone. My emails, my spreadsheets, my fantasy football league.
This is Joe. Don't be like Joe. Give Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign a call at 359-8041. They'll make sure your work setup is secure and running smoothly. Then you won't be in a situation like Joe.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
This is the time of year that we're looking for enthusiastic, energetic employees for our family business. We were voted recently one of the best places to work in Champaign-Urbana, and I think it's because we really do form a family. Our employees enjoy interacting with the public to greet our guests. It's an important position anytime you're an employee at our business because you represent our family. So we want friendly people who have the same values that we have, you know, which is caring for people and giving them a great experience while they're out at the farm. You can visit CurtisOrchard.com and apply online today.
Everything is priced to move in the Habitat for Humanity warehouse sale at 302 North Broadway in Urbana. Habitat has been blessed with some great donations, but they need space for new items, so they're passing the savings on to you. Pick up affordable furniture, houseware, spikes, building supplies, and more at the Habitat for Humanity warehouse sale. Don't miss it at 302 North Broadway in Urbana on Saturday, August 17th from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. Every purchase builds homes, communities, and hope.
Family road trips, and at the U of I Community Credit Union, we want you to cruise into summer with the lowest rate possible. Sounds nice, right? Are you in the market for a new vehicle? If you answered yes, you need to apply for your next car, truck, or SUV loan at the U of I Community Credit Union. Right now at UICCU, get up to 2% off your annual percentage rate when you apply online. Yep, up to 2% off. Save yourself some time and money with the U of I Community Credit Union. Use the promo code ONLINEAUTO on your application to let us know you want to save money on your rate. But you have to do it online. Go to uficreditunion.org.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com.
prices have dropped for the Illinois State Fair. Get in for just $5 Sunday through Thursday. Kids 12 and under are always free, and seniors are only $3. That means more money for your favorite foods.
Oh, it's awesome.
Grandstand concerts and carnival rides. Check out the free entertainment on the new Grand Central stage in Foodorama, the amazing Dobermans, Team Big Air, Racing Pigs, and the High Dive Show. Details at IllinoisStateFair.info. The Illinois State Fair, August 8th through the 18th in Springfield.
Pros like you do it right by buying in bulk to save time and save money, too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities of the supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are, and at the right prices, like 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more. Plus, save up to 12% when you buy three or more identical Signature Series A.O. Smith water heaters. Whatever you need to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
Lend us an ear to hear about the Sweet Corn Festival in downtown Urbana on August 23rd and 24th. We're going to have an amazing time jamming with local bands, performing a variety of genres, including American classics, country and rock covers, and a live DJ on the new Downtown Get Down stage. In addition to music, family activities, and local food, there will be local beer and wine provided by Riggs Beer Company. Visit UrbanaSweetCornFestival.com for the full lineup schedule and entertainment at our downtown bars and more. Brought to you by the Urbana Business Association, WCIA, Republic, Skep Distributing, Illini Studio, and Walmart.
John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room. And there he is, the little Woodstock music underneath. It's John Decker. He's way too young to have covered Woodstock, but he would have had he been alive. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I am excellent. How you doing, Stevie? How are things going? 50th anniversary of Woodstock. Yeah. What about that, right? Yeah. Unbelievable.
I had a guy on last hour who was there and now owns the stage and is cutting it up, making artifacts and making a million. So,
oh, that is awesome. Good for him. Who would have thought, like, if you're that guy, like, if 50 years from now, I'm going to be doing what I'm doing. That's tremendous,
no
right?
John Decker is live at the White House. All right, so the whole judge slapping down the Dem gambit. Tell me about that.
Well, this was a situation where House Democrats who sit on the Judiciary Committee wanted to link two different issues and have them heard by the same federal judge. One issue involves the subpoena for former White House counsel Don McGahn. The other issue, a request for secret grand jury information from the Russia investigation. And a federal district court judge, Beryl Howe, heard the arguments from both sides, and he ruled with the Department of Justice, and he said, essentially, these two issues are not related in any way. You know, they may seem related in the sense that they both stem out of the Judiciary Committee in the House of Representatives, but one has to do with the federal rules of criminal procedure. That's the grand jury information case. And the other has to do with a civil matter dealing with enforcing a subpoena. That's the McGahn case. And so as a result, the McGahn situation will now be determined by a different federal judge than Judge Beryl Howe. That will be randomly assigned. It could be a judge appointed by a Democrat, could be a judge appointed by a Republican, but it will not be Beryl Howe who will hear both cases.
Okay, what does this do to Jerry Nadler's impeachment march?
Well, it sets it back a little bit in the sense that the thinking here by House Democrats was we can get both of these issues heard by the same judge, speed up the process, and move us along in terms of our effort to seek an impeachment inquiry involving the president. That being said, it doesn't mean that President Trump is out of the woods just yet. It's simply going to be heard by another judge. That judge could, again, be someone who's a liberal, someone who's a conservative. We don't know, obviously. But what we do know is that more than half of the Democrats in the House of Representatives at this point have gone on the record, Stevie, to say, we want to pursue an impeachment inquiry against President Trump.
Okay, I'm going to make a bold prediction.
Tell me, what is it?
I don't think we've seen another player yet that will play into this presidential campaign. I think that Donald Trump is here. I don't think Joe Biden's going to make it, so it's going to be somebody like Elizabeth Warren.
it's too big of a gap, John. I think there's going to be somebody going to slide in the middle there that's going to try and then I think we need to bone up on the Constitution and how this whole electoral thing works if nobody gets to 270. I think this is going to be interesting.
Well, that's right. I don't know if we'll get there. Joe Biden looks like a wounded front runner at this point because he makes gaffes almost on a daily basis.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, you mentioned Elizabeth Warren. I think that she has more of a chance of being the nominee than does, for instance, Kamala Harris. I don't see the path for Kamala Harris.
Okay.
You know, I know that others may disagree with me. I've seen them say that publicly. But what's her path? You know, she needs to do well in the first three states that vote. Otherwise, you know, she'll look like a loser. So she needs to do well in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. And I think that Elizabeth Warren can do well in Iowa, New Hampshire, neighbors, Massachusetts, which is the state that she represents in the Senate. She can afford to, you know, do not so great in South Carolina. But, you know, I can certainly see it coming down to Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren for the nomination. It's a long way out.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff needs to take place, Stevie, between now and even January of next year in terms of debates. But, you know, I don't see Kamala Harris, sort of emerging in the top tier of candidates for the Democratic nomination.
Well, I think that if folks are, you know, they're going to vote for Donald Trump, but then they say, well, you know, I'm not totally in love with this, but where do I go? You can't go to Elizabeth Warren that's just too far. It's just too far.
I'm just talking about the process. I'm not talking about whether or not she'd be a good,
I understand.
Sort of a nominee for the party. I think that she would not be, you know, because she's so far left. The country just is not that far left.
That's why a Bloomberg or a Howard Schultz or somebody like that or Oprah, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I think Oprah has ruled that out. I don't think I've heard Michelle Obama's name being mentioned before.
Yeah,
I don't think she's interested in this. I think this is the group. This is the group that's in right now, and from this group, a nominee will ultimately be chosen. I don't think there's anybody coming in between now and, let's say, you know, Iowa in January of next year.
Well, it's awfully hard to get qualified with all the ballots in all the states, so I do get that, but I'll just be surprised if it's Donald Trump against Elizabeth Warren. The gap there is ginormous. Anyway,
it really is, and, you know, that will be one of those things which would work to the president's advantage because he could go back to, I think, a good argument. And the argument being, do you want capitalism or do you want socialism?
Right.
And we've heard that argument before. And you'd be hard-pressed to find a mainstream American, one who is a Democrat, registered Democrat, registered independent, who says, I want socialism.
Yeah,
that's a good argument for the president in the general election.
He's live at the White House. He's one of America's best journalists. He's John Decker, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Is it? You get numb driving there every day? I mean, does it get routine?
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that. It is pretty remarkable, right? That's where I go to work every
Amazing.
Day. I go to the White House.
Amazing.
And, obviously, not everybody can claim that, but it is unique. It's quiet right now because the president is not here at the White House. He's up in New Jersey. He'll be up in New Hampshire tonight for that campaign rally. But it's been quiet here this week. A lot of painting, exterior painting going on here at the White House to make it even more sparkly for tourists who want to take pictures of this beautiful building.
Pretty cool. Keep up your fine reporting, my friend. You're the best.
Oh, thanks a lot, Stevie. Thanks for having me on your show. As always, have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week for sure.
Thank you. John Decker live at the White House. That would be, I think, pretty cool every day to show your credentials and go to work at that big White House. Amazing. Here's your weather.
It looks awesome today. We've got a high around 80 expected, down to around 60 in the evening tonight. We're expecting clouds tomorrow in the morning and a 40% chance of showers. High 80 again, low 66. 80 the high on Saturday. Morning showers and thunderstorms, then partly cloudy, low 70 in the evening. Warm on Sunday and Monday as we get near 90. Right now the temperature's at 66. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we're going to check your Fox Business Minute. Mayor Deb Frank Finan, the mayor of the city of Champaign, joins us monthly, and that's coming up next. Stand by for that. How are these markets going to open? Looks green to me. Futures are up 159. It's 820 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, Americans were spending more than expected in July. Retail sales rose 0.7%. Excluding auto sales, retail sales were up a full 1%. The month included Amazon's Prime Day and other companies responding with their own sales. There was a slight increase in the number of people filing for unemployment benefits last week. The number of new claims increased by 9,000 to 220,000. China has threatened to take countermeasures against the latest round of tariffs from the U.S., but later softened the message, saying it wants to work out a mutually acceptable solution. Walmart's quarter was stronger than expected. It's raising its forecast for the year. Its e-commerce sales were up 37%. And though JCPenney lost money in the quarter, it's reporting progress in its plan to turn around the company. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Josh's aunt told her parents she was going to a Girl Scout camp when she went to Woodstock, which is 50 years ago today. I'm 100% sure that had Mayor Deb Frank Finan been old enough to go to Woodstock, she wouldn't have told Linda that she's going to Girl Scout camp. I'm positive.
There's no way. No, I probably would have taken Linda with me.
There you go. Linda's totally the type.
Oh, man. Anyway, it's the mayor of the city of Champaign, Deb Frank Finan. I love you. You know that. I think you're really, really good, and I really. I just want to get clearance on something about this ICE and illegal felons and what the position of the city of Champaign is, because I'm a huge advocate of arresting people that have had their day in court, regardless if you're illegal or not. I mean, if somebody has gone to court and they're a U.S. citizen and they've been found guilty and all this, I think we should go arrest them. Same for an illegal. What's the position of the city?
Well, we agree with you on that. I think we follow state law. So the reality is that I think what people are concerned about is things like if you're a witness to a crime and you call Champaign police and you are here, an undocumented person who is here, we are not going to arrest you for reporting that crime. We want you to report the crime, and we are not going to be asking to, you know, see your immigration papers when we come to speak to you. The same is true, you know, for a traffic stop. If you, you know, you've got a driver's license and you show us the driver's license, we're not now investigating to see if we should call ICE to come and deport you because you ran a red light. Those are the kinds of things, okay, and that's in compliance with state law. If you've been convicted of a felony, if there are criminal charges pending, you know, the same thing, the same actions that would apply to citizens would apply to undocumented. We are not waiving criminal law with respect to felonies or, okay, you know, misdemeanors. And I think that this issue has become so divisive and unnecessarily so. I mean, the reality is that we are this amazing community with 115 different countries represented, but because of the president's rhetoric on these issues, people are scared to death. And so my comments when I issued the press release were to make people understand that they did not need to be afraid to be living in their home, which is the city of Champaign.
But there are some that believe you should not arrest the felons either because you're separating families, to which I said, if a U.S. citizen's a convicted felon and are on the run, you're separating them from their families too. You just, that's a whole different level for me. And I agree that, you know, the Dreamers and all these other folks, I mean, we've messed this immigration thing up for 50 years anyway. We have to have some sort of a law from Congress. That's how it's going to get solved. And they just can't do it, apparently. So.
Well, and yeah, and I will leave my comments about that. Yeah, I mean, that would take a 3-hour discussion.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, I mean, mayors are on the front line of a lot of issues lately that have to do with failure of Congress to act. I mean, we do not really have, you know, internal authority on federal law issues.
Right,
we've got to comply with the law. But we've got a failure to act all around on a lot of it.
Well, and frankly, too, there's this feeling of I'm going to not follow this law, but I'm going to follow that law. And to me, that, and as a lawyer, you know that we've got to kind of be uniform in what we do here. And if we start picking and choosing laws, that can be dangerous, I think, too.
Well, but we do have a law in the state of Illinois relating to the things that you and I just discussed, which is that, you know, witnesses to crimes you know, traffic stops, those kinds of things, that we are prohibited from discussing immigration status. And frankly, we don't, and we're not going to. And so, you know, some of it's which law are you following? I mean, people get really angry.
Right.
Well, we've got a law on the books in the state of Illinois that protects people.
Isn't being mayor fun?
It is. Actually, it's a great job. It's a pretty turbulent time, and that's been really hard for me. I mean, the way I try to see the world is with love and compassion and understanding.
That's good. Yep.
And that doesn't mean people can't disagree on issues. I'm all for a big loud discussion about things and learning from other people. But we've gotten to the point where people can't even talk to each other without screaming at each other, and there is no listening going on. There's just a lot of assumptions about, you know, well, you said this, so you must mean that. And it's really a hard world
out there right
now.
It's not healthy, and it's getting more violent and scarier because we just like you said, we can used to be able to have all these wonderful discussions regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, but now it's very much in your face a lot, and I don't like that at all. I think it's very dangerous.
And the First Amendment's about all of us listening to each other,
exactly.
Right? Whether we agree or not.
Well, I totally agree with that. Well, okay, at least, South Bend, Indiana, Pete Buttigieg, 119 bullets flew over the weekend up there. I mean, wow, talk about, we've got some stuff here, but not like they're struggling up there with morale and everything else. At least you're not in South Bend, Deb. There you go.
But, you know, we've had 55 shots fired in the city of Champaign, or 55 shooting incidents. And,
That's a lot.
That's too many.
I don't know what you do.
You guys
are trying. I mean, it's tough. You got more guns, more people infiltrating, and people that have guns that shouldn't, and all these other things. So, man, I don't know what a mayor does about that.
Well, we continue to work on the programs that we're working on. I am a firm believer that working with kids and families now is going to, you know, make it better for my kids' generation. We may not see the numbers change, you know, next year, but we will see the numbers change over time.
Well.
And I'm really proud of the work of our staff and actually of the kids. I mean, our goal-getter kids worked all summer long. They just had their graduation, and they'll start up their school year program, you know, in the next week or so. And those kids are making a difference. And it may just be one kid at a time. And that's okay with me right now.
Mayor Deb Frank-Finan, pretty substantive today. Not a lot of fluff here. We really covered some stuff. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to chat.
All right. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Mayor Deb Frank-Finan.
That's great. She does some great work for the city of Champaign.
She's smart. She's very smart, and I think she's a good mayor. So,
mm-hmm.
All right, 359-2255. If you want to chime in on anything we just said, 359-2255. We're going to break for the news. Be right back for our final half hour. Jeremy Warner Show coming up today after 9, right here on ESPN 93.5. Cubs and Cardinals are tied for first. A little more on that coming up. It's 8:30.
News. I'm Chris Foster. All six police officers shot during a standoff in Philadelphia are out of the hospital. The suspect walked out of that home with his hands up more than 7 hours after he started shooting when officers arrived to make drug arrests.
They did an outstanding job. I can't imagine them being able to do it any better.
Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross. There's a report that Jeffrey Epstein's autopsy shows broken neck bones. Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York.
The Washington Post reports forensics experts say those breaks can happen in those who hang themselves, but they're more common in strangulation victims. Meantime, the New York Post reports Epstein told his lawyers that his former cellmate, an ex-cop, roughed him up last month, leaving him with neck injuries. They also say Epstein's lawyers say he was in great spirits before his death, with his last words to them, "I'll see you Sunday."
He was found dead in his cell Saturday. This is Fox News.
Jeffrey Epstein thing. I mean, he was such a bad man. I mean, and the people that recruited these 14-year-olds, where are they?
Right.
We need to find them. And one, the lead woman from England is gone. Nobody knows where she is. That's just, I mean, they recruited for this man for decades.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what they were doing. Unbelievable. Local news in a moment with Jamie Monticelli. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World can handle all your appliance needs. They are the largest, number one, independent appliance dealer, meaning they can carry all the brands, Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, Beko, that's the new European brand. Low prices, best selection of appliances in all of Central Illinois, and they treat you like royalty.
Uh-huh.
Plus, you'll receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You can go online to appliance-world.com. You can stop by the Champaign store, drive north Neal before you get to the I-74 interchange. It's just south of that on the right-hand side. You walk in and somebody will say, "May I help you?"
I'd say, "Show me the crisper drawer. I've been going to the farmer's market, getting the sweet corn and tomatoes, and I want them to stay fresh longer."
Eat them fresh.
Exactly.
Appliance-world.com. It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 30 months of probation is the sentence for a Champaign woman who admitted to having a loaded gun in a car that she used to drive her injured boyfriend to the hospital. The prosecutor said 29-year-old LaWanda Moore did not have a concealed carry license to have the uncased gun on the floorboard of the car. She pleaded guilty to a single count of aggravated unlawful use of weapons. Other charges were dismissed. One person was hurt and taken to Carle Foundation Hospital after a multi-vehicle wreck in a construction zone on I-74 Wednesday morning. The News Gazette says a driver in a black car was passing vehicles in the left lane and cut off a Chevy Cobalt while merging into the right lane. The driver of the Cobalt braked quickly to avoid rear-ending that black car. The driver of an SUV slowed down and hit a motorcycle. The driver of the motorcycle was taken to a hospital. The driver who started the series of collisions has not been identified. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Grill and chill with the U of I Meat Sales Room Mondays starting this fall on ESPN 93.5. Each Monday, Ben Peterson stops by, gives you ideas on what you should be cooking at your tailgate event. Listen for our first Grill and Chill segment coming up Monday, August 26th. Ben will tell you how to prepare the main dish, any side dishes, talk about the price of the meat and the products used, and how much to make to feed your tailgate group. It's ESPN's Grill and Chill with the U of I Meat Sales Room, located off Florida on Maryland in Urbana. And August started August 26th.
Yeah, they're getting ready for that. The Drive with Tay and Piper. And again, U of I Meat Sales Room, grilling and chilling.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be around to supervise, of course, to make sure the meat is properly prepared and for the boys eat it, I better taste.
Of course. Yeah. I heard Lante and Derek Piper talking with Kent Brown yesterday about bringing back Tailgrate to Grange Grove.
Which was an amazing thing we did in the early 80s.
Yes, we did.
But it was a little different because we were winning.
Mike Small years.
Mike White.
Mike White. Sorry,
Mike White he was a football coach for Illinois from like 80 to 87.
Yes.
And early on, we went to the Rose Bowl in 84, 83 season, 84, I think it was 84 Rose
Good
Bowl. But that's why it worked.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really, really small unless we win football games. But when we win football games, it'll be awesome.
Yes.
It'll come out of the woodwork. All right, here's your weather.
Partly cloudy, high 80, 61 our low tonight. A 40% chance of morning showers on the forecast tomorrow. Then partly cloudy, high 80, low 66. 82 morning showers in the forecast on Saturday. 88 Sunday, 90 on Monday. We're currently at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, what's the plan for college? It's here soon, if not already now. What are you doing? You need to get with Busey and talk with Busey Wealth Management because they'll give you everything you need to know. It doesn't cost you anything. Why wouldn't you sit down and say, okay, I don't have any money. What do I do?
That's right.
They're talking about FAFSA and the stuff you have to apply for. I think that's mandatory now. Everybody has to fill those out.
It's true.
Public two-year college, what's that cost? How about a four-year college? How about the Parkland Pathways?
Yes.
What about saving? What about the college savings account like 529? Busey can sit with you, no cost, no obligation, and you can get all the information. Then you know. Busey Wealth Management, led by Kurt Anderson, a wonderful team of people. Invest in your child's future today with Busey for a saving strategy for your family. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of their many convenient locations. Investment products and services not FDIC insured may lose value. No bank guarantee. For 150-plus years, it's Busey. Busey Wealth Management can help you answer all your questions about college and what you need to do and what you can do and what you should do and all those things. You get them answered. All right, 8:39. The Armenian Student Association, I think.
Okay.
Another strategy is to apply for everything. And we opened an envelope yesterday that was unbelievable, wonderfully great.
Okay.
Christian had applied. It was an intense application. Armenian Student Association, I think it was because we're Armenian. I'm 50-50.
I didn't know that was a thing.
There are things like that all over. That's
gotcha.
The point.
Okay.
You go find anything related to Ducey and apply. Now, it took a week. It was so intense, and you needed 100 things to apply. And Janet is that good at that.
Yeah, and so is Mike.
Well, I would.
So glad we have great spouses who are organized and know where everything's at.
I'm telling you, though, it's worth applying. It was a blessing. We have a lot of stuff with college. We had four in the same time.
Yes.
And that's a lot. Four kids in college at the University of Illinois at the same time is a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
So we figured it out, thank the Lord, but this helps. It was a significant scholarship.
Okay, so?
So he'll be done and good and leaving Illinois with very little debt. So it's exciting and very, very excited about it. And
that is.
The point is, go looking and apply. And, yes, it'll take a long time to figure out. And, yes, it's arduous. And, yes, you have to have it perfect. It's hard. But if you do it, you might get money. And it's wonderful.
I was so grateful to take notes in the senior parent meeting I had this week as we get in the back-to-school mode with our Anna Jane Anderson.
Senior at Unity High School.
Go Rockets.
Here we go. Yeah, school started for a lot of people today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think St. Matthew's is in.
Okay, well, keep in mind those school zones and put that cell phone down for sure and take note of those speed limits.
You betcha. Hey, but apply.
Yes.
Try. You never know. I'm telling you, there are thousands of scholarships out there. Some might be $500. So take it.
Yeah.
You can do it, but it does take a lot of work. And if you're willing to get after it, you might get thousands of dollars, which is wonderful. And you don't have to pay that back. 8:42, sports coming up. We got a tie in the center.
Where will you spend your Saturdays this fall? Get your kids out of the house and over to Memorial Stadium for Fighting Illini game day.
Touchdown, Illinois!
Enjoy the free kids zone in Grange Grove. See your favorite players at the Illini Walk and create new family traditions. Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com. Your kids will thank you.
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Cain.
The one team that I thought might have had a grip on this thing was the Indianapolis Colts. In fact, I haven't yet put together my picks for the season, but I definitely, and I'm not walking away just yet, but I'm definitely toying with the Colts as your Super Bowl representative in the AFC. I'm talking about one of the top offensive lines, top defense, and Andrew Luck in year 8. ready to break through, ready to claim his status as a tier one quarterback. No more like 5 to 10 range. Talking 1 to 3 range. It's time, right? Apparently, it's time for another injury. He hadn't practiced much. He hadn't played in the preseason. And now week one has started to be in doubt. What started out as described by a calf injury was then described by owner Jim Irsay as a small bone issue.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
Introducing the next generation of SiriusXM with all new features, exclusively on the SiriusXM app and online. Enjoy over 100 ad-free extra channels filled with music for any mood. Create your own ad-free music stations with personalized stations powered by Pandora. Watch video of your favorite shows and performances, and listen in more places than ever because listening outside the car is now included in even more packages. Visit SiriusXM.com/connect to start listening today.
Introducing the $1 yoga deal.
Breathe in. And I'ma see you later.
Or get a real deal at McDonald's. Introducing the buy one, get one for a dollar deal. Buy one of your faves and pick another for just an extra buck. Choose from the Big Mac, filet of fish, quarter pounder with cheese, or 10-piece chicken McNuggets. But you better stop by McDonald's today because this deal is only around for a limited time. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any offers or combo.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With three large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. Features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at biggrovetavern.com or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
All right, we have a tie. We have a tie.
Yes. St. Louis Cardinals came out big yesterday with their 6-0 win over Kansas City.
You know, they were being no hit until the seventh inning. They were being no hit by that pitcher, Keller, who's a good pitcher for Kansas City. So they got to the seventh inning. They didn't have a hit. It was starting to get across the country. There's a no-hitter going in Kansas City with the Kansas City pitcher. And then the Cardinals strung 6 hits in a row.
Yeah.
And got 5 runs.
Michael Wacha to the mound for the Cardinals today as we take on Cincinnati, who was pounded by the Nationals 17-7 yesterday. Another thing making things interesting, Milwaukee won over Minnesota 6-5. Phillies pounded the Cubs 11-1. We've got a 6:05 start on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox over the Astros 13-9. They'll in LA to take on the Angels. I haven't mentioned Ohio State seeking a trademark on one of the most common words in the English language. They want a patent or trademark on the word "the" for their clothing and hats.
Uh-huh.
They filed that motion in U.S. courts yesterday.
Because they're the Ohio State.
Whatever,
and
Buckeyes.
Don't you forget it. We don't play them this year. Got Michigan.
Okay.
Got Wisconsin.
Yep.
Had a pretty tough home schedule coming up.
Yeah.
8:49, let's get your weather. We'll do that next.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. One issue, retail store clerks may fail to check IDs or may sell vapor products in bulk quantities. That's why Juul Labs is working with retailers to deploy point-of-sale technologies that won't allow any sale of Juul products until a valid ID has been scanned, and to prevent bulk sales. Learn more about Juul Labs' efforts to combat youth vaping at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs, for adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
This is the time of year when you really want to tiptoe out of work a little bit early and have some drinks with some friends. Houlihan's is the perfect choice. Happy apps from 4 to 6 with their appetizers just under $4. And their daily drink specials are terrific all day on Sunday. Keep in mind, Sundays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., their brunch menu is outstanding. Their classy atmosphere and quick friendly service will keep everyone smiling. Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary, just south of the State Farm Center.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com. Joshua 24:15 states, "As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord." If we choose to serve anything but God, we're cheating ourselves, and of course, we're cheating God. God gave us grace and mercy. Out of an attitude of thanksgiving, the least we can do is make the commitment to serve God. Whom or what do you serve? This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
The Blossom Basket Florist.
Oh no, there's a star break on my windshield.
Whether it's chipped, cracked, or broken, American Eagle Auto Glass can help fix the problem and for a great price. American Eagle Auto Glass is locally owned and certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council.
Ugh, that big truck and so much construction this summer.
So when the windshield of your vehicle starts to crack up, visit American Eagle Auto Glass in Champaign or Danville for a quality replacement experience. You can call them at 351-0900 or visit them online at AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com. They'll shatter your expectations.
You check things all the time. Like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Retiring Deputy Chief Bob Fitzgerald has joined me, and occasionally there are bad employees. That happens in every field, and it seems like that bad employee, one out of a thousand, gets the front page of the paper.
That is so true. If you look around, you'll see there could be 10 great things an officer does today, but the only thing you'll see on the news at night is the one thing one officer does that's bad.
And then the people that are anti-police, and they'll say, "See, I told you, it's not fair."
Like they said, it's a small group of people, but they got the biggest mouths, and they get out there and they say what they want to say. And if there's a camera around, they'll get in front of it.
Yeah.
And like I said, a lot of it has to do with perception.
I think body cameras are a great idea because they're protecting you from lies that the person might say.
Right. And we just went to body cameras this year, and they've already helped us. You see how the officers react. And we go back, we get a complaint, we look at that body camera, the video footage of it from the audio, and you see how the officers treat people, and they do a tremendous job.
Yeah.
It's helped us out greatly this year so far.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SK today.com. All right, one more look at the weather. It looks pretty darn nice.
Yeah, partly cloudy, 80 the high, 61 our low. Up to 81 tomorrow, down to 66. The 40% chance of showers comes our way in the morning tomorrow. Morning thunderstorms in the forecast for Saturday. High 80, low 70, 88 with some clouds on Sunday. Right now, 68. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, we talked a little about Woodstock 50 years ago. There.
Yeah, Steve Gold.
Yep.
PieceOfStage.com.
Yeah, PEACE, and goes to a lot of good charities, too.
Yeah, that's right.
But they're selling pieces of the stage. And it just was a remarkable historic event.
50th anniversary. I saw the special, and, you know, they didn't have enough food. So the city ended up coming to the school, and there was a helicopter landing on the football field.
But there were no porta potties.
I know.
So
1 million young people can get together and have 3 days of fun and music and have nothing but fun and music. And I God bless you for it.
Max Yazgar, that guy, he allowed it and said, yeah, you can use my farm. They had all kinds of permit issues, and, you know, they had financiers in New York City apparently helping.
Uh-huh.
Because they had this one spot, and they'd already had $800,000 into it. So they had to start all over. And they said, you need to have a fence or a stage because you can't do both because there's no way you can charge to get in. They were going to charge to get in.
Right. They were going to fence the area,
yeah.
But then 500,000 people showed up.
Yeah, that's a little lot. And then who knows? What I don't get is they were showing up days before.
Yeah.
Where did they tell their parents they were going?
I mean, it was just essentially camping in this field.
Yeah, but you're gone a week and you're 17. What's that? I don't get it, kids.
Hey, what happened to Abe? Where did he go?
First best of all, music was too darn loud. All right, we'll be back in the morning and see if we can round up Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka.
Sounds terrific. And I love starting my weekend frame of mind.
Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy! Yes.
The future. I'm sorry, that's just too darn loud. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Jeremy Warner Show next. Thank you for listening. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.